your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold. It is the only show that tells the truth about aging, what it can mean to you, what it can mean to your family, and what it can mean to the professionals that you should be surrounding yourself with. And it answers a lot of questions. But more importantly than answering them, it dares to ask certain questions. And today we have two guests that have dared. One is Tammy Reeves. She's an author of a very fine new book, Bleeding Hearts. I'm going to tell you how to get it. Of course, Amazon is one way. She has a wonderful website and Facebook page as well. And she delves into a very sticky, tricky area. I don't think anyone has talked about the pain that the caregiver feels when Alzheimer's strikes their loved one, and whether they can find love again, and where they get support. She calls them invisible victims. We will have her here. And the second half of our show, we're going to talk about memory care and music. We talk about it a lot, and we have these pictures in our minds of people who are really kind of pathetic, and, gee, we pray to God we're not one of them, and it doesn't happen to our family. And they're kind of singing and moving, and we just wonder what's going on inside there. Well, we'll be talking to the folks who did create a Joyous Hearts Choir. What does it mean? Is it real? Is it just for show? Or is there something in your brain that responds to music in a very special way? We're going to talk about that, and we're going to see how we can use that in our own lives, not just if we're impaired, but for all and for good. So let me start with the author, Tammy Reeves, author of Bleeding Hearts. Now, Tammy, we talked a fraction of a minute before the show, and I know that you have an agenda here. The agenda you said was, I want people to stop judging. Tell me what you mean by that in the context of your book.
When Eric and I started the journey together, his family was very supportive, so his family did not judge that he was looking for a new partner. Matter of fact, it was his children who encouraged him to find someone to help him weather this storm. But it was other people, some colleagues, mainly the nursing home, people who worked at the nursing home. You know, there were looks, there were stares, there were whispers. So people judged what we were doing together, you know, because he was still married to Gay. And
yes,
it's
and
not
she
only
did
in
have
that.
How severe, let me just ask him, sorry to interrupt, but how severe was her Alzheimer's?
I'm sorry, what was that?
How severe was her condition at the time that he was looking for someone?
When I met him, she didn't know who he was. She didn't know anybody at that time. She was in the nursing home. She was already wheelchair-bound. She couldn't walk. So she was mentally pretty far gone. So she was diagnosed at the age of 48. She had early onset Alzheimer's.
Yes.
And it goes pretty rapidly.
So at that point, she was somebody who did not recognize her partner. He was looking for a new relationship, and he and you met each other and were being judged. So how did that feel? I mean, did you feel you had to sneak around? Did you feel that you couldn't tell the families? Or were you bold about it and trying to make a change in their thinking?
You know, I didn't give it that much thought at the time. I mean, I was sensitive to what was going on, but I didn't give it much thought as to, you know, I never thought I would write a book. So I certainly wasn't thinking about you having an agenda or anything, but I didn't care. All I knew was he and his family needed support, and I was there to do that. So I did it regardless of what anybody said, because like I said, the family, it was his daughter who tried to get him to date about a year before he actually went on the online dating service, which is where we met, and right. He just didn't feel ready. He didn't feel ready at that point. So when he felt ready is when he did move on and do it.
Now, you know, there was a time, and this is, remember, I'm very proud of this show, Tammy, because we deal with issues where nobody else will tread. When you have a very long dementia case, and one of the great things that the doctors are telling us, and they tell it to us as if it's great, is that, gee, people used to live 8 years with dementia. Now they can live 20 years dementia before they could live 2 years. So there's a big lengthening, and I'm a big pro of that too. But that's an awfully long time to be wedded to somebody who doesn't even recognize you. And yet, Tammy Reeves, author of Bleeding Hearts, is saying that there could be an element of shame in somebody trying to date, trying to make a new relationship, because of the judgment of others. Now, Tammy, in the book, how does that play out? How did it play out or impact your relationship once you realized what was happening?
Like I said, it didn't really impact us. I didn't let it because that wasn't my focus. At the time, my focus was us and trying to keep Eric in a happier place than what he had been before. Because like you were saying earlier, most of the family had said goodbye to Gay. That was his late wife. Said goodbye to her years before I came into the picture because she had been fading away quickly. And so that's why I think they all gave him permission and encouraged him to move on because they knew that the real Gay was no longer there. So they were okay with it. And the capacity that she needed her husband, he was there for her. You know, she didn't need the partner there, you know, 24/7 like you might want to be with your partner. But he was exactly what he needed to be for her at that time.
Now, you know, you say in your speaking and in your book that a support person for a spouse of somebody that has dementia is more than just a new partner. So how did you interact to support each other? Because there is grief, and you talk a great deal about grief. You know a great deal about grief. That's a different kind of grief than when somebody passes away. It's in some respects, it has different ongoing impact. So what more does one have to do in your situation to create and maintain a relationship than, let's say, a brand-new, fresh marriage after a divorce where both parties are fine, they just got a divorce, and they're meeting new? What's the different
right.
dynamic?
Well, the thing that comes to mind first and foremost was I wanted Eric and his family to remember Gay in the way she was before all of this happened. It was important, and I don't know if you know, but I'm a registered nurse, so I have dealt with grief and different kinds of grief, of course, but I'm very sensitive to families when it's a time like that. So my focus as far as helping Eric and supporting him was, as a registered nurse, I could give him information on things that they were suggesting to him on Gay's care, not making any decisions. I always told him, that's a decision for you and your children. But I could give him any medical fight that he needed. I could explain things to him. But more importantly, I tried to get him and his children to know that just because I was in the picture, I did not ever expect nor wanted them to think that I wanted her to be forgotten. Her pictures were in our home. Towards the end of her life, the family had already said their goodbyes a while ago, like I said, and they didn't visit her as often because it was so painful. So I took it upon myself and visited her and would talk to her about her children and her grandchildren. She was in the bed at that point and totally nonverbal and sleeping most of the time. But I just wanted to keep her fresh in their mind, the old Gay, not the one that was withering away in the nursing home.
And, you know, you talk about invisible victims. The invisible victims that you're really referring to are the caregivers. And we know that caregivers get sick when all they have to focus on in their life is the caregiving. So So to some extent, I'm detecting here that in Bleeding Hearts, you're really making a stand, taking a stand for not being judged, taking a stand for living a life, no matter what has happened with your partner. And I'm just wondering, when we come back, I want to talk about Eric and whether or not he felt the same way. Now, you said, oh, both of us didn't feel the pressure because she was kind of far gone and the family was supporting him. But when we come back, let's talk about that dynamic, and we'll also talk about the big D, and the big D is divorce. We will be having a show, folks, just on divorce after 65. It happens to be the fastest-growing demographic for actually getting a divorce. Now, not just because of Tammy Reeves' situation, as she explains in her new book, Bleeding Hearts, but also because people have lived a very long time together, and not always happily. They see the end coming. Maybe it's 20 years, but they want to grab 20 years of happiness. But in a situation like this that Tammy and Eric have faced, you know, it's a tough word. It is a tough thing to do. As a lawyer, I can tell you it's a tough thing to accomplish sometimes, and it does cause animosity. So we'll be talking about ways that if you're in a situation like this, you read the book Bleeding Hearts, you're going to find that you've got somebody out there that understands. We return. We're going to give you a website, a Facebook page that people in your situation can go and look at. And for those of you who have friends in a situation like that, understand that this is not the first, that you're not alone, that we are here in Generation Bold Radio, that Tammy Reeves is here and has written a book, which she never expected to write, about this exact topic. And while you may think it's a small portion of our demographic,
but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people, and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees, so you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, da, da.
Wow, talk about inappropriate for your age. We are being very inappropriate today. My name is Adrian Berg. I host this show for now almost 5 years. It is Generation Bowl, the fountain of truth, the fountain of truth about aging. And in two very different ways, we're touching the issues of Alzheimer's and dementia today in an aspect that, believe me, I doubt you've heard anywhere else. In the second part of our show, we're going to talk about art and music. Yes, you heard that right, art, music, and dementia. The first part of the show, in a sense, we're going to talk about bringing people together for love and relationships. And we have with us author Tammy Reeves, who's written a very important book. It's called Bleeding Hearts. Before we do anything, Tammy, just other than Amazon, please direct the listeners where they can go to learn more about the book or order it. I know you have a Facebook page and an active website. Just tell everybody those contact information.
Sure. I have a website, TammyReeves.com. That's T-A-M-I Reeves, R-E-E-V-E-S.com. And there's a Shop Now button on there if you want to take a look at the information I have on my website that talks about the book. And there's also a button, like I said, so if you wanted to purchase the book. There's also a Facebook page, Bleeding Hearts, and there's information on there. There's some bylines that I've written recently and some other interviews that I've been doing. And I like to post things time to time to remind us of why I wrote.
Yeah, and please let everybody know that GenerationBoldRadio.com will have a copy of the cover of the book and all of this contact information as well, starting on Wednesday, and Tammy's interview here archived, hopefully forever. So lots of ways to get Bleeding Hearts. Now, Tammy, one of the things we ended speaking about was the issue of divorce, and this two kinds that we really need to discuss for a second. We talk about people with Alzheimer's or dementia living longer and longer and longer, and we look at this most of the time, on this show even, as a great positive, as breakthroughs, all right, for longer living. But it does take a tremendous toll on the person that they're married to, this issue of death do us part. Now, in your husband's case, he never did divorce. In your case, without having these issues, you left a marriage of 25 years. And in both cases, the families are loving and caring and blended with each other. How did you pull that off? That's what everybody wants to know.
Well, during the time that I separated from my husband, my children were, my oldest was almost 20, and then I had a son who was 19, and then my daughter was only 11. It was hardest on my daughter, but they all had their moments, and I talk about that a little bit in the book. But so the actual parting was a little bit difficult. But now we are pretty well blended. You know, I wrote a little bit about that in the book, that, you know, my ex-husband and I remain great friends because we've known each other since we were children. And we divorced because we grew up. We got married at 18 and 20, and so we just kind of grew up and realized that there were other things in life that we wanted that were totally different from each other. So We worked on it a little while, and then we decided to throw in the towel and move on. And he's moved on and married a beautiful woman that we absolutely love and adore. And I married Eric. But like you said, Eric never divorced his wife Gay, and he never would have even considered it. I wouldn't have ever asked him to. He was in it till death do us part. And that's where a lot of people have a problem. You know, you're supposed to be married until death do us part is what they'll say. Well, he was. He was her husband in the capacity that she needed him to be to the end. We were both there when she passed away. And he was there for her every step of the way, making decisions, painful decisions for her when he needed to. And he loved her unconditionally. You know, he was there for her the whole time.
You know, it's interesting. Oh, I look so much at the demographics, Tammy, and they get charted. I get charts, and these charts will show me how many years people with dementia live. It'll show me a different kind of chart, how many times people who have been married 20 years or more get divorced, or 45 years or more and get divorced. And you're on the cutting edge here of two, honestly, major trends. And these trends are happening because we're living longer. That's the essence of it. If you're living a very long time and you have not had a happy marriage, even if you've been married 20, 30, some people even 40 years, there's a lot of life left. And those who will judge you for leaving or breaking a long marriage, they have to think twice because it can happen. With regard to long-lived people with dementia, that's growing. We're not curing it. We're prolonging the lives so far. I'm happy about it because that may lead to the cure breakthrough. But we are prolonging it. And you were telling me, Tam, about how long it could last and how often it happens to people. So it was, I think, was it your publisher or your editor that had this in their life?
Yes. When I first decided, I started the book by journaling, and because it was a painful situation, and my pain as a parent all through the book, it was painful for me. So I started to journal as a sort of therapy. And after Gay had passed away, I had decided, you know, this could be a great book. It could reach people who, quote unquote, permission to seek some kind of support. So that's when I decided to write it. But I'm a nurse. I'm not a writer. And so I decided, well, maybe I should find someone. And that fell through. And so I just sat down and started writing. I wrote the first four or five chapters about my history before Eric and his history before me. And then I found a woman online who is a several times published author, very successful, who had a website on how to help you get published. And so I emailed her and I asked her, can I send you what I'm doing and you can tell me if I'm wasting my time. I'll pay you for your time. And so she emailed me back and she said, yes, this is my fee. Send it to me. So I sent it to her and she said, I'll get back to you within a couple of weeks. Well, she got back with me a couple of days later and said, forget the fee. I cannot wait to turn the next page, finish this book, and I will edit it myself. So long story short, her father-in-law, her husband's father, was sneaking around because her mother-in-law was in the nursing home with Alzheimer's, and he felt shamed. So this is something that's more of the norm than we want to talk about, but I think it needs to be talked about because no one should feel shame for how they deal with any kind of grief.
You know, one of the things that is so amazing to me is that when there is such a diagnosis, people find that it's a huge surprise. It's never us. And this is not true of certain other diseases. We worry about other diseases. We're concerned about our hearts. Every morning we come and we take a pill. But CoQ10 or whatever's going on. But this is something that's supposed to happen to other people. And Tammy Reeves, we thank you so much for writing Bleeding Hearts, for making this real for us, for making some of it all right for us and okay, and for fighting the fight to get judgmentalism out of our thinking because you never know if it could be you. Thanks so much for being with us, Tammy. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about a kind of a related topic because we do look at things from many different angles. And, you know, you have seen, probably even on television shows, there are documentaries about this, that singing, that art is extremely important for folks that have limited abilities or have dementia. We had one of our nurses explaining how her husband, who had great dementia, just would wake up when he heard music. Well, this is the kind of thing that we're going to deal with right now, and we will be back in just a moment. Don't you guys go anywhere.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
And hello, hello, hello once again, and this is Adrian Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. Now, in the first part of our show, we talked about a new book, Bleeding Hearts, and this is a very intimate situation of one divorcee who met somebody whose wife had early onset Alzheimer's, and what did they do about it? How did they establish their relationship? Who judged them? Who didn't? And what is happening in the world today in the field of dementia and Alzheimer's? Well, we take a very different look at that, a very different point of view with our next guest, Bonnie Stover. She is Director of Volunteer Services at Front Porch Communities, and we'll tell you what that means in a minute. But here, she's kind of in the business of illuminating lives. And if those lives happen to be touched with dementia or Alzheimer's, she has found that music is one way to create that illumination. And from observing this with other professionals, licensed psychologists, breakthroughs are happening. So thank you so much, Bonnie, for being with us. And it's my pleasure to have you here. But I'm not sure everybody listening knows what Front Porch is, and they should. So as Director of Volunteer Services at Front Porch, just give us a little background on that before we delve into the issue of music and cognition.
Certainly. Good morning, Adrian. Thank you for having me this morning. Front Porch is a community of communities, actually. We own retirement communities throughout Southern California, and a lot of our communities are continuing care retirement communities, so we offer all levels of care for people that are in retirement.
And I think that's important for everybody anywhere to take a look at the website there, because what folks may not know, and they should be catching on, is that some of the community groups like Front Porch are really at the forefront, if I could say, of breakthroughs in elder living. I mean, where else is there an incubator, really, to see how people thrive or not thrive as they age when they're in these congregate settings? It's only through groups like Front Porch, really doing the research on the field, that we can have breakthroughs in the way we may need to live years from now. So tell everybody the website, and then I want to delve right into this issue of the Joyful Hearts Choir. But first, how do they find Front Porch if they want to learn more about the communities?
They can go on the web and look for frontporchcommunities.com, and under that you will see all of our different communities listed. So if you're interested in a particular community, you can click on that, or you can just look at the organization as a whole.
So I would like to now delve in to our topic of the day, the Joyful Hearts Choir. What is it first, and how did it develop?
Joyful Hearts Choir is a choir for people who are experiencing all kinds of cognitive issues and dementias at all different stages. And it came about as a pilot program that I became interested in as I was researching and understanding that music seemed to be a common denominator for people with dementia, that was something that they could all relate to in one way or another. And I had seen different organizations doing similar things in the outside communities, partially to engage people who were still living at home, to give them a social experience by coming together and be allowing them to experience success as part of a choir and singing in a choir. And so I wondered if this could be done in an outside community, Why would we not do that also on a retirement community? Because a lot of the similarities were there for us. Anyway, you slice it, even if people are living on the same community, once they're diagnosed or they go into a memory care area, it seems that they're more cut off from their friends. As they decline, it becomes more and more difficult for their families to find things to do with them together. And so I wanted to try this on one of our retirement communities just to see if we could break down some of those barriers, engage these residents in a way, using music to level the playing field for everybody and create a fun social experience with a goal of ultimately performing. And
you know,
we have actually done that, and it's working.
Yeah, this is the kind of thing that brings me to tears of joy. And I'm glad I like the name Joyful Hearts Choir, because I know that it brings joy. And for those listening, this is a tremendous advance. Let me explain, Bonnie, my relationship here. So several years ago, I met a wonderful guy, and his name is Dr. Dworkin, and he has something called Conductorcise. And he goes to different communities, and he's over 80 himself. And he conducts. He was a maestro, major conductor. And he created this, and people with dementia can conduct, and they conduct different types of music that they are very familiar with. Like you would say Hello Dolly or Kumbaya, the kinds of things that your group sings, they could conduct. And that's actually on our website. If you want to see it, you can go to generationboldradio.com.
Okay.
Very, very good. And it stimulates and so on. But verbalization, singing at the same time, that's a different dimension that you're bringing to this. I think we're all accepting that we can be lit up by music, even with dementia. It lights up parts of the brain and so on. But the verbalization is interesting to me. Do the folks who come from the memory wards, you know, that maybe that's a good name, maybe it's a euphemism, but it means that people have memory issues. Are they singing with everybody else that's in the other parts of the residence in this choir?
They are. They are. One thing that I knew we had to have when we did this on a retirement community, the element that would be missing from the program in the outside community where they had someone bringing them, is we weren't going to have that. So I needed to create a volunteer program to go with this. So they would have a volunteer buddy that would come and socialize with them and sing with them and coach them. And so first I went to our residents that are living independently there and promoted the program and asked if they wanted to participate. And I would say that 99% of our volunteer buddies come from that area. Some of them were missing their friends that were in the memory care neighborhoods.
Sure.
Others were kind of just curious. We do have a mother-daughter team. And we actually had a couple of husband and wife team that came from the church next door. So we had a variety of people mixed in there. And some of our residents with cognitive issues chose not to have a buddy because they felt that they didn't really need one. And so we started with people that initially most of them were very disengaged and really not singing, to a whole group of people that are now singing, all of them. And it's been a remarkable journey for me to watch this progress and to be part of it.
Now, I am told that you can pick certain songs, and the memory of those words will be there, tip of the tongue like anybody else. So is that what you do, or are these folks really stretching their cognition now to learn new words?
We're doing both. We're doing both. We've experimented with a lot of different music, and we can usually tell fairly quickly in a session. We meet twice a week, so we can tell if a song's going to resonate with people. And if it doesn't, then we move on to something else. But we have music coming from all different kinds of genres. They love movie musicals. They love patriotic music. They love hymns. They love Disney songs they love, all kinds of things. And actually, a lot of them don't even look into their books. We put the words in a book so they can read along if they need to. Some songs have several verses, and while they may all remember the first verse, they don't know the second or third verse, so they go to their books for that. And they're learning how to do that. It's just absolutely remarkable to me. I mean, I knew music was going to be a common denominator, but in this case, I'm pretty blown away at what I'm seeing.
I'm stunned because I'm very used to music in dementia, in the very better communities. There's always music, but I never saw the verbalization. The verbalization blows me away. When we come back, I'm going to ask a couple of questions. One of them, I'm going to make sure you can answer, and that is, don't answer it now, were these folks who used to be able to sing before, or does it not matter at this stage of the game? I'll tell you why when we come back. It's an important question to me personally. And then we're going to talk about the science behind it, the cognition, because we hear this over and over again. From painting to music to conducting, art makes a difference in your cognitive ability, whether you have an impairment or not. So maybe we should go join the choir. We'll be back in a minute. Don't you go anywhere.
I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Biz Talk Radio.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the fountain of truth about aging. It is the only syndicated radio show in this world where demographics is changing everything, from the way we dress to our art to how we spend our money. This is the only show that wants to look at aging. I don't know. But this is a particularly important show for me because I will reveal that it is my birthday today that I'm recording it. Most of this will be played on a Saturday or a Sunday in different parts of the United States and at different times. But this very day, I said, oh, it's the last year of my life that I can put a 6 behind my age, in front of my age, I should say. So I am 69 today, going into what my mom used to call the big numbers. Then she became 90, and she said, 70 wasn't such a big number. So that's not till next year. But today is my birthday, and I've given myself a present. I have as my guest Bonnie Stover. She's volunteer services at Front Porch Communities. And I am very beholden to this on this show to all of the communities that don't just have residents, but really have ideas, innovations, thoughtfulness, research, that can make my life better as I age, and Front Porch is one of them. So one of the things that Bonnie Stover has been doing is creating and nurturing Joyful Hearts Choir for two things. One, an intermix of residents that don't have memory issues and their friends that have now changed to a different part of the community that do have memory issues, and also not just to illuminate and light up their lives, but to see why that's happening, what more can be done for the rest of us, whether we have issues or we don't have issues. So let's go back, Bonnie, to Joyful Hearts. You did say that people are not only working together on the music, but they're singing. And I had a question for you, and it was a personal question. I can't sing. Don't laugh. Everybody thinks, oh, she's making it up. She's not making it up. I cannot sing. I was asked in my high school choir not to participate. I was thrown out of every single show. And honest, this isn't true. And I became the world's greatest spectator. I see everything. I appreciate everything. I cannot sing. Do the folks in your choir get shy, understanding that in their past they may not have been able to sing, or does it come to a point in life where you just don't care and you belt it out? Is there any reservations, not because of memory issues, but just because they harbor the idea that they can't sing? Have you mentioned,
absolutely,
have you seen that? Seen that.
Yeah, I didn't
know the answer. Okay, go ahead.
I am asked that question continuously.
by all the volunteers that wanted to become part of this. I want to become part of this, but I really can't sing. And I said, well, then you're in the right place. Because singing is just a piece of this puzzle. It's not the whole puzzle. But if you enjoy music and you enjoy singing, whether you're any good at it or not, then you're in the right place.
Now, in this joyous choir, do you make an effort to make it sound good? I know, you know, my mom used to say the only question that's stupid is the one you don't ask. So this may be a stupid question, but do you make any attempt to make the choir sound good?
Yes, we give them every opportunity to sound good, and we have a wonderful musical director who I had to help understand and relax a little bit, because musical directors are after perfection.
Yep.
And I told him in the beginning, I said, this is never going to be about perfection. So don't even try to go there. I want you to relax and have fun with this. I want you to engage with the residents. And I believe, I haven't seen it yet because we're just starting, but I believe we're going to end up with a product that we can actually put out there. And
take
I
on
said,
the road.
Yeah, I said, we just can't expect perfection because it's going to take the joy out of this. And first and foremost, this has to be about people having fun. And if we're not having fun, then there's no point in this. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I want to bring out some of the science behind it. I know you have your own personal observations. You have a licensed psychologist looking at this and feedback from the volunteers. What are you learning? What are you learning? What's coming out of it other than the joy of the people who are participating themselves?
Well, we're learning that the people are becoming much more verbal. They will now, I can sit and talk to them, and they will talk to me about their memories, about especially any memory they have of being in a chorus or a choir in school or maybe in church. But other things come out as well that they want to share. And the caregivers are telling me that a lot of these folks, when they go back, who have been completely nonverbal, are now excited and saying, oh, I got to sing today. And it's bringing tears to the caregiver's eyes because they're like, this woman never talks about anything ever. And now she's been excited for a day or two, and that's anybody that walks by, she wants to tell them all about this. So,
you know, this some neurological component here. I think we're just about scratching the surface to figure this one out.
Oh, I agree. I agree. All I know is it's opening people up. It's bringing them out. They're more verbal. They look me in the eye. We have a conversation. We didn't start that way. We didn't start that way at all. And so by creating a relaxed and fun atmosphere for people to come in and socially get to know each other a little bit and then add the singing in and be there as they leave, because on a retirement community, this takes a whole team of people to put this together.
You know,
first of all, they all have to come together and get moved into this area twice a week so we can do this. And with people on walkers and wheelchairs predominantly, and a few that are ambulatory, but they are a flight risk, this is not an easy task. It's like herding cats, trying to get them to all come together. So we have very committed caregivers.
I could see that. And, you know, sure, for when you said flight risk, I have been in some wonderful communities that have terrific memory care units, but they're locked down. People are wanderers.
Right.
And when you talked about how they get isolated, I got more excited there because we talk about intergenerational importance. Well, there's inter-level importance, too. And bringing people of different levels of cognition together is very stimulating. It gives those with high levels a great feeling of volunteerism, and those with lower levels brings them up. And we think it the other way. We look at somebody with a disability, we think it's catching. No,
right.
Our ability is catching. And that makes a big difference. So we thank you so much, Bonnie. It's been a terrific show. My birthday. I'm going to tell you what I always say every week. Get out there, kids. Make it happen.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.